Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
For joining me, thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend John Harrison, the Reverend John Harrison, back on the show. John is not only a really smart guy, he's also an ordained minister and a certified financial planner. How about that for credentials? He's an author. That even kicks it up another notch, doesn't it? His book is called Making Mammon Serve You, a Biblical Manual for Money Mastery, and he's here right now. John Harrison, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
I might start calling you Rev. What do you think?
That'd be all right. Whatever you like.
I always like saying whenever we have Al Green's music on, I always call him the Reverend Al Green. So maybe I can just start calling you the Reverend John Harrison. What do you think?
Why not?
Hey, John, they're the big 800-pound gorilla that's sitting on top of the U.S. economy right now is the housing industry.
Yes.
We've got way too many houses for way too few buyers. We've got, on average, I saw something the other day, on average, we've got 8.5 months of inventory in housing in the United States, and that's an average nationally. You know, when you pull apart the fact that Iowa doesn't have 8.5 months, but Nevada and Florida and Colorado probably have 24 months of inventory. There's some really ugly stuff out there with housing right now, and it seems to really be scaring a lot of people. What do you think? Have things bottomed out? Is this now a good time? If you're interested in a house, is this a good time to buy one?
I don't know if things have bottomed out yet, but I do think it's a good time to buy now, even without having to be able to time the bottom. And I think the idea of timing the bottom is part of the problem that has paralyzed people who could buy.
And it's understandable, isn't it? This is the dangerous part of deflation, isn't it?
Yes.
Nobody wants to buy because they don't want to buy too soon. But what do you smart guys in finance call it, in investing, call it catching a falling knife? You can't do that, can you?
Right, and there's a phenomenon called recency bias that people essentially feel like whatever has been happening will continue to happen. And that works on the upside when we had things like the dot-com bubble or even the housing bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working on the downside now. Things have been going down, so people assume that trend will continue and accelerate. But I like to tell people to approach the house purchase much as they would the purchase of any other asset. They would look at it objectively and say, is this something I want to own long-term, and is it fairly priced? If you were buying a stock, if you were buying XYZ computer company, you wouldn't necessarily ask yourself whether the S&P had yet hit its low point for the year, but you'd ask yourself, is this a good company, do I want to own it, and is it fairly priced? The problem with housing is that for most people, they haven't known a way to determine whether the house was fairly priced or not. And I think there are a couple of objective metrics they can look at now that give them a sense of what it is.
All right.
One of them is the house's price-to-rent ratio, which is a statistic we're starting to see now. And it's sort of like the price-to-earnings ratio of a stock. It compares the price of the asset to the amount of income that that asset could generate.
Mm-hmm.
Nationwide, the average price-to-rent ratio of a house is about 11.3. That's way down from where it was at the peak of the bubble.
So how does that 11, how does that calculation, how does that 11 number calculated?
It's the number of times the annual rent the house would generate is multiplied into the price of the house.
If you can rent it for $1,000 a month, that's $12,000 a year.
Right.
So that means if the house sold for less than $144,000, then roughly you could that at 144 or less, that's a good deal.
If the house was exactly 120,000, for instance,
okay,
then your price to rent ratio would be 10.
10, right.
Which would be a really good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And historically, it's been higher, so that ratio is fairly low right now. It's not the lowest it's ever been. From 89 to 2003, the average actually was 10.
Right.
We're about 11.3 now, but we're way down from the 18.5 we mm-hmm. were a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one suggestion that says, you know, houses are fairly priced today on average.
Right. And this, by the way, folks, that what he just gave you is a quick little element, kind of a basic thumbnail that people who buy multifamily housing use as well. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with the Reverend John Harrison after these messages. His book is called Making Mammon Serve You. Stay with us.
The way you dance at home at night, the way you kiss and say goodnight, parade on, it's a parade, baby.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.